Paul Given from the DUP. Paul sits on the Health Committee. Are you ashamed, Paul, on behalf of politicians in Northern Ireland, of the message that's coming out this morning? We don't have the same drugs as the rest of the UK. We haven't even got a budget confirmed for the health service.
Well, I'm extremely frustrated, Stephen, with the regressive developments that are taking place now in health after a number of years of very significant progress. And it's worth pointing out that progress whenever we took the job in 2011, waiting lists were reduced to an historic low. And over the past year, those developments have faced a setback because of, one, the budgetary circumstances that we face. That is a very significant factor. But also the secondary impact has been the rising demand and pressures which are occurring on the health service through an older population. And these are issues that we need to grapple with. So when you talk about the drugs fund, I agree with you. That is hugely frustrating. That's why my party...
Frustrating? Is that the best word you can use for it?
It's unacceptable. And I'm not... You may describe me as a suit on the hill, but I have friends and family who all use the health service. I have a constituent who I worked for tirelessly for years to get access to the most newest cancer drugs. I went to his funeral only 6 months ago. So I know from first-hand experience what families go through.
But Paul, you're empowered. You're empowered and your party is paid to do something about it.
And
that's the point.
And that's what we're doing. That's why we put forward the proposals to reintroduce prescription charging for the specific purpose of funding a specialist drugs fund. Now, other parties need to then come forward and work with us. We are one party. Yes, we're the largest party. We hold this department, and that's why we take the lead on this. But when we come forward with proposals, for example, prescription charges, other parties need to support that. And instead, they have rejected those proposals. And that is then causing these difficulties.
Your party, as you've alluded to, but your party was quick enough to boast about waiting lists coming down. You wrote in November 2013, you said, "We have cut both outpatient and inpatient waiting times." And you described this within your 30 achievements in your first 30 months. So if you boasted as an achievement that waiting lists have come down, do you take full responsibility this morning for them having gone up? Is this 30 of your best cock-ups?
No, it's not, Stephen. But you are right in pointing out that we inherited a department where waiting lists were unacceptably high, where we had been warned for years by the then Minister and Permanent Secretary that it was going to go bankrupt. A DUP minister came in, delivered over £600 million of efficiency savings.
They were going down before you took over.
No, the waiting lists, we drove them down in the first number of years holding that office to an historic low. That is something that we achieved through efficiency and also the resources that other parties agreed
but Paul, come
to support
on.
Us with.
But Paul, come on, you get my point that if you call it an achievement under your watch when they're going down, then you've got to take responsibility when they're going up.
And then you make proposals as to how you can tackle that. For example, prescription charges
is not the answer here.
It is. There is no silver bullet in all of this, but it is one proposal that we had sought to put forward.
Prescription charges were for new drugs, Paul. That was not for waiting lists. So what is your party doing? What is the leader of this country doing? Your leader of your party, Peter Robinson, about the fact that there's a chief executive of the Health and Social Care Board sitting in this studio saying she doesn't even have an answer and she needs an answer as to whether she's getting 89 million or not. So your leader of your party and the Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, they can't even give the health service an answer as to whether they're getting the money that they so desperately need.
Well, this is something that was brought to the attention of the Health Committee in June, and I scrutinised the monitoring bid. And at that meeting, I indicated in the absence of welfare reform being resolved, it would be highly unlikely that there would be money coming through the June monitoring round to departments. And that, I believe, will be the position. I think it is unlikely that you would be able to get additional funds whenever we are facing a £600 million black hole.
So waiting lists are going to get dramatically worse?
This is something that Peter Robinson, as First Minister, Sammy Wilson, Edwin Poots, Arlene Foster, that we as a party have been outlining for months now, that vulnerable people in our society are going to face this type of impact through the health service. And waiting lists, we have been warning for months. We have been seeking for the other parties to take their responsibilities on this particular issue, and that requires movement around the budget and on welfare reform.
Fair play. I just want this as a statement of fact recorded this morning. Fair play for you and the DUP for you coming on this morning. We have asked Sinn Féin again today. We actually asked them yesterday and they told us they'd let us know today, to be totally accurate, so we're not splitting hairs here. We asked them to come onto the programme yesterday. We're asking Sinn Féin to come onto the programme this morning. Now, Sinn Féin, who position themselves as working for working class people, protecting working class people, I am publicly saying to you this morning, Sinn Féin, are you seriously going to contemplate coming on to this programme and representing working class people who are in pain, who are crying, who need your direction as to what you're going to do? And what are you going to do, Sinn Féin, about the fact that the head of the Health and Social Care Board doesn't even know if she's getting extra money that she desperately needs to reduce waiting times for the people who vote for you as well, Sinn Féin? For the people who are sitting with conditions where their life might need to be prolonged, or an acute pain, and they're reaching out to you, Sinn Féin, to know if you can improve the health service. Are you seriously going to sit back and not speak to these people through this programme? Is that the serious position you're in? Now, Paul Given, can you move this on any? Is your party so impotent that you can do nothing more in terms of giving the health service a guide as to whether they're getting this $89 million or not? Let's just deal with that first.
Well, of course, in terms of making sure the health service is ran as efficiently as possible, that is something we continue to do. We continue to seek the Transforming Your Care project to be taken forward. And so there are issues around administration that we are working on and have successfully done.
You know, I've just thought, by the way, sorry, I'm going to interrupt 1 second. You know, it's just hit me in my head. It is your party that has the health ministry.
It is, yes.
It's also your party that has the finance ministry.
Well,
so you're not watching this from afar. Is the health service getting the money or are they not? Because you control it.
Well, of course we control it. We're one party in a coalition where other parties need to agree to that. And you know the workings of the executive, that budgets need to be approved by a majority on the executive, and that requires Sinn Féin's approval on that. So it isn't that we can singularly decide from finance to allocate money to health, but we can't do that in an environment where the money isn't there and we are facing a £600 million black hole. But let's remember, the budget that health is currently operating on is on the basis of Stormont House having been agreed. And in the absence of that agreement, the executive needs to find £600 million. So never mind more money being allocated to health. If Sinn Féin continue to take this position, then departments are going to have to find over £500 million. So are things going to get better? Absolutely not if Sinn Féin continue to take the position that they are taking. But welfare reform is a very significant factor in the health service deteriorating in the way that it is. I wouldn't want to say it is the sole reason, because there are increasing demands that are taking place on it from across the board, and we need to absorb all of that. But welfare reform is a primary factor. And whenever I listen to Valerie Watt saying we need an extra £2 million a week, well, we're handing back exactly that in welfare reform penalties to Westminster. Now, I'm not saying if that wasn't happening, all of that money would go to health, but in theory, it could. And that would make a very significant impact on people that are waiting on these lists.
So we've heard this morning, no new drugs in Northern Ireland whatsoever. We've heard this morning, waiting lists are going to get worse. Can you offer any crumbs of comfort to listeners today in terms of the health service?
Well, we'll continue to strive to make it better whenever we are having less resources put into it. And we have a track record of doing that. That's why there are more frontline.
No, your track record over recent times, the most recent track record you have, is that you're presiding over a health department, your minister is presiding over a health department that gives no new drugs to Northern Ireland and that has waiting times increasing. That's your recent track record.
And we have made proposals as to how we can set up a specialised drugs fund, and it requires other political parties to take those tough decisions. It's very easy to say, no, free prescriptions. That's a very populist position to take. We've put it out there and said we believe we need to actually reintroduce that charge. And some have criticised us for that. But it is reality that we need to face. And there are other political parties who haven't had that reality. But I hope that there has been a sense of realism now dawning on other parties when they talk about who the vulnerable people are in our society. Yes, they are those who are in receipt of welfare support, but it is also those who are waiting on these lists in pain, and they need to have their support. But the DUP has made progress in the health service, and in the last number of months, that has taken a backward step. I accept that, but we have more nurses. We have more allied professionals.
Ridiculously long waiting times, according to Mr. Dean Sullivan from the Health and Social Care Board. Ridiculously long waiting times, which are going to get longer next year.
Yes, and that is unacceptable. And that's why there is a bid in for £45 million to deal with waiting lists in terms of those elective procedures. But you can't allocate money, as we were able to do in previous years, when we are faced with a £600 million black hole. And that is a reality that Sinn Féin and the SDLP, who have been the blockage to the budget being properly implemented through the welfare reform and the Stormont House Agreement, need to recognise. These are the vulnerable people that we're trying to help and support. And other parties need to support the DUP in this. The health service doesn't just belong to the DUP. It belongs to all of us. And it requires all of the parties to support it, and that means taking at times tough decisions in the round, and that includes in terms of welfare reform that those parties are failing to come on board with.
Okay, Paul Given, thank you.